Well, hey guys, how are you doing? Welcome to one of my daily video updates. Let me get this mic working well. Hey, I trust you well. It's been a few days since I have done one of these. So all is well here in Massachusetts. God is good. Today's January the 6th. The Georgia elections tomorrow and the whole presidential hoo-ha thing going on in Washington today, but God is on the throne, and I'm excited for all God has for my life, for this nation, and for your life, and whatever nation you are in today. What's happening in my life? Well, today's a Wednesday, and I'm trying to work from home this morning as I'm looking after my kids. My wife Leah is in France for 2 weeks working on the new home we have there. This afternoon, I'm going to be in my church office doing a bunch of things there, working on a great message, and I have a leadership team meeting, and this evening, I'm going to be doing a live event. I'm going to be speaking in our Wednesday cafe gatherings in Sturbridge, but I'll also be live streaming that, so it'd be great to see you if you can join us live. We're live streaming at 7:30 on YouTube, but you can find that on any of my church or ministry sites. Go to gjm.org and you'll see it there. I'm going to be speaking at 7:30 on how to receive healing. And I must be really naive at times, because I don't understand at times how complicated this can be to people, and how much actually bad teaching there is around the subject, or how much at times people can misunderstand. It's not that complicated how to receive healing. It's just we need a few foundational things in place. And I'm going to go over those this evening. Let me just give you one thought on that right now, though, in this video. You know, for many years, for 20 years, I lived in France, which is a very, probably obviously the largest church group is the Roman Catholic Church. Now, I love Catholics. I'm for them, not against them, etc., etc. But one of the challenges the Roman Catholic Church has had, which really was the problem that sparked off the Reformation, is they don't often clearly teach how to get born again, how to come into relationship with God. Now, some do, but many don't. And my point is, if you went to, I have sat down with Catholic priests who really love God and are very sincere, and said to them, imagine I'm not a Christian and I come to your church. Tell me how to come to salvation, how to come to faith in God. And, you know, literally I've had people say, oh, it's kind of complicated and everybody has a different path. And it's like you do a little bit of this and you do a little bit of that. You do the okie dokie, you turn around, you repent, you try to do good works, you keep coming to church, you pray some more, you go. And it's probably anybody coming from more like an evangelical Protestant background, which is more my stable where I'm from, would go, that's not true. And what anybody, you know, I came to Christ in a Billy Graham crusade. So my point is, anybody in that kind of stream of Christianity would have a very simple understanding that actually say it's quite easy to lead people to Jesus. They'd preach the gospel. They'd say, you need to know there is a God. He's holy. You're not. You're a sinner. Christ died for your sins. He offers you that gift of repentance. Your good works are of no value whatsoever. You call on the name of the Lord in faith. By faith, you receive him. You believe his promise and you walk with him. They'd actually make it very, very simple. And I think in a similar way, healing is actually really simple. Let me give you one last thought on this today. But what a lot of people, again, in my stream of charismatic Christianity, get messed up is they confuse, they collate, they put together two different ideas that are actually quite distinct. They put together the idea of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the anointing, signs and wonders, and confuse that with the finished work of Christ on the cross. What do I mean by that? I mean that God promises us as believers who are full of his Spirit, we'll see the gifts flowing through our lives. We can see God manifest his power. You know, if you're in one of my churches, I know this past Sunday, nearly every week I'm reaching out and I'm saying, Lord, do you want to let your gifts of healing flow? I'm looking for words of knowledge and healing and things like that. That's normative. It's normal. Nearly every week I would have those things flow through me, but they're hardly ever for me. And it's a really effective way of ministering to others. It's actually a very effective way of ministering to people who aren't even Christians. But it's one of the worst ways in the world to receive for yourself. And at times, I will have, this happens to me nearly every week, somebody will come and they'll say, Graham, I'm not receiving healing. And then they'll say, but I've seen so many healings, and I was in a market, and I prayed for somebody, and I know the anointing, and I know God flows through me. Amen. But the anointing is for those outside. It's not God's standard method for healing his people. And it's so important that we grasp that. In Luke 4, Jesus begins his ministry preaching to the covenant people. And then he turns to them and he says, Elijah the prophet was only sent to one widow who wasn't even a Jew. And Elisha, only healed one leper who wasn't a Jew. In effect, what Jesus is saying in Luke 4 is the manifestations, the anointing, if you will, are more for those outside, whereas we should believe the covenantal promises of God. Hey, I'm going to share more about that this evening. If that doesn't make sense, I'll do some Q&A. But receiving healing, I don't always want to say it's easy, because it wasn't always easy in the Bible, but it's always simple. Yeah? And it works 100% of the time. And when it doesn't work, it's not God's fault. It's because we have got it wrong. So I'm going to be helping people get rid of some baggage and step into that this evening. Good. Boom. Thanks for watching, guys. I'll have a video out later today, I believe, on times and seasons. I'm in a series for that. And love to hear your feedback. Again, smash that subscribe button if you can. I'd really love to have you regular viewer on this channel, and check out some of the links below. Thank you for watching, and have a great day. Bye for now.